Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, and we're back with another special edition of Scam Goddess Podcast, the podcast that's all about robbery, fraud, those who practice it. Maybe we love them, maybe we hate them. We will find out. Guys, I am so what? Come on, parasocial relationship. Come on, my adult Blues Clues girlies. I'm so what? Yes. Excited. I'm elated. I'm ecstatic. Like, y'all have been begging for this. We have been waiting for the right time. We have an icon on the show, someone who, like, first of all, y'all are very responsible for me getting blocked on several platforms. Her too. I just want to say, congregation, y'all really be wilding out about this episode. But before I even tell you what it is, and some of you probably can guess from this description, we have an amazing comedian and podcast host. Season 2 of her podcast, TV I Say with Ashley Ray, is premiering on July 27th here on Earwolf. I said July 27th, TV I Say. And if you don't know, Ashley has been a prolific writer. She has done profiles on some of the most famous people and most amazing creators that exist right now. And she is so smart. I literally look at her TV breakdowns and watch everything that she tells me to watch. I'm not even kidding. Like, after your profile on Mikayla Cole and I May Destroy You, and when you would release those, like, articles, like, after the episodes, I would watch the episode and me and my friend would read the article afterwards and be like, oh my, like, literally, like, obsessed. She's a returning guest. She's a friend of the show. Y'all, if you know the show, you know why she's here. Congregation, please welcome Ashley Ray back to the show. What's up, Ash?
Hello. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so,
so
glad.
Happy that you're here.
I love you. Thank you so much.
I'm always very excited, except for a couple times. And y'all, stop being rude on the Instagram. If you don't like the guests, you don't got to say that they bad on the Instagram, y'all. Calm down.
That's so rude.
They so rude. I'm like, have some decorum. It's usually just like straight male stand-ups. They're like, why is this man here? Y'all need
okay,
to calm
okay,
down.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
They're right, though. It'd be getting a little treacherous.
Yeah, so, you know, most of the time I'm like, why are straight men here?
Yeah, right. But I do love their confidence. I'm going to start doing less. Yeah. I work so hard.
Like, why
y'all
not?
Y'all can hear the sweat when I drop these episodes. I'm just perspiring.
Yeah.
Working so hard. But wait, I have to ask you, Ash, what is your relationship with scams?
Ooh, I have a long history. And last time I was here, I yes. shared like a scam I fell for. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I was like, I actually have been involved in so many scam jobs that like I was like 20, needed a job, didn't really know what I was doing. And then like a month in, I'm like, oh, this is a scam. I'm like, I lived in Germany.
Is a month too long? Let's see. Tell me the story. We'll figure out if a month was just right or too long to figure it out.
Like, I'm an optimistic person. I like to have faith in people. I was living in Germany and this woman hired me. She ran a company to hire English teachers in China. So it was to like, you know, teaching English as a first language. And she was in Germany looking for English teachers, which I guess already should have been maybe a heads up. But she hired me because I spoke German and English. And she was like, I want you to go to campuses and put up flyers and go to like English departments and find people who will apply to this program to go teach in China. We pay for everything. We pay for their flight. We pay for their lodging. We pay for their food. They're going to stay in an amazing now, like apartment.
I have a question, Ash. So you speak English, you speak German. She hires you to put up flyers. Now, is this because, are you typing, is it like Alvita Zane and you give people the flyer and you like, I don't know nothing else in German other than songs about a man who tried to kill his wife.
So all the flyers were in English.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then it was actually interesting because like all the flyers were in English and it was to teach in China. And I was telling her, I was like, well, you know, there's like English speakers who are interested in like the Chinese history department. Like I could go there and stuff. And she was like, no, just the flyers to just like German people who speak English, like no one else. And I was like, okay, I guess, you know.
It was like a lot of hurt. German people who speak English, who are going to teach English in China, but they don't speak Mandarin.
No, yes. Like it was.
Okay.
But I was like, these are intense language programs. Like they go, you know, these kids are fully immersed in English. So why would they, teacher need to know Chinese? Okay.
Okay.
You know, let's, yeah. And I started working for her. And again, she was like, we pay for everything, like their flights, everything. Like, you know, as soon as they apply, like they pay an application fee, but we pay for everything. And these people would send in application fees that are $600, their application, being like, I can't wait to teach. Here's everything.
Why would anyone think that an application fee should be $600? $600 for me to read your application? That's a lot of money.
$600 to be like, can I go teach English in another country?
No.
But like you also had to share your TOEFL result. That's like an exam that they have to take if you want to teach English in another country. So some people would be like, oh, well, it makes sense because it's including that exam. So that's why it's so high. But it didn't. So, because of course not. But she would just keep being like, they're going to get reimbursed. Like you pay these fees, but once you're working, you get reimbursed. And I was like, okay, sure. I believe this. And I was hustling.
It's $600 for your Meyer Briggs.
Yeah.
We got to do a zodiac chart on you.
Natal
do you know
chart.
Your birth time?
Yeah,
do you know your birth time? You want to teach?
This is all
English
very important.
China? Okay, that's added to the $600. And like, what?
Like, and I was like, this is a good cause, like teaching kids. People are so passionate. And I was like hitting the street. I got like 10 people to apply to this program because I also got money.
$6,000. Yeah. Wait, that's not good math. Add a zero.
Zero.
Yeah, $6,000. Yeah. $6,000. Yeah.
And I was like, hustling. I got a cut of money with every person that I get brought in. And I was like, I am helping these people fulfill their dreams of becoming a teacher. Beautiful. And then one day I looked at the website that I worked for the company. Mm. And like they listed the school.
A month in, you decided to go on the company website.
Also, now, she
now,
paid
as a black,
me in cash.
I don't expect that from you because we all know when we get hired at companies, we go on the website immediately because they already have a photo of us on there.
Yes, that's how to me, I was like, the fact that they have a website is legit because it was literally just like a woman. I would work with her in this one office that was just one room in a bathroom.
You ain't heard of GoDaddy? Anybody can have a website. When Danica Patrick starts selling websites to people who go to NASCAR to watch cars crash and drink beer, anybody can have a website.
This was 2011. And I was like,
.com? Okay.
I was like, well, she has a website in an office. And then I started like actually Google, like reverse image searching the pictures on the website. Because I was like, oh, these schools look like really cute. Like, I wonder what the apartments that the teachers stay in look like. And I started doing reverse image searches. And it turned out all the schools listed were completely different schools in different places. It turned out the apartments were fake. Like, everything on the website was fake. I started.
You just show up to the apartment. It's just like a tall piece of cardboard.
Yeah. Like I started searching online. Like people who had been scammed by this company. And all these people were like, yeah. So I applied. They bought me a plane ticket to China, a one way ticket. And I went to China and no one like was there to pick me up. Eventually, like someone came and was like, oh, teacher. And then they put me in a van, drove me to a village. And like instead of it being like an apartment in a school, I was like living in a hut and like teaching children in a hut. And like they weren't paying me, like nothing that they said was true.
Okay.
And it was like, do not go there. They will take your money. You will be stranded. And I had to have my parents like fly me out like 2 weeks later because I realized like, oh, I'd been scammed.
Oh, my God.
And I realized this after I had, like, enlisted.
So she was really flying them to China.
Yeah.
And then having them go. Okay, look. Technically, she ain't lied. She said you're going to teach
yeah.
English.
She said she was going to fly you to China.
You're going to get flued out
and
to China.
And some people did buy their own tickets because she'd be like, we'll reimburse you.
Ooh, see, I do not like a reimbursement from a company. See? It's very poor to me. And I don't like that because companies always want to accuse you of being poor.
Yeah.
Company's favorite thing is to gaslight you and tell you you're poor. That's net 45s, net 30s, like all that. Oh, you a freelancer? Oh, you want your money today? Yeah. What are you, poor? You don't have any savings? I mean, right? Yeah, you did the work already 3 weeks ago, but you want your money now? Yeah. Very
What's the rush? Just wait. You can,
oh my
you can
God,
wait.
You don't have no savings like us, big company? Like, yeah. Bitch, give me my money. Y'all supposed to be rich.
And so I was like, if she's buying the plane tickets, how, like, that's legit. And then I got an email from a girl that was
airline.
Like,
she flying them Spirit. She flying them Frontier.
It was very much like a cheap, like, probably like Ryanair or something. Something
oh,
I was
no,
like.
Not Ryanair. I imagine them sitting on benches like people doing. They're about to jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
About to skydive.
Literally on Ryanair, they start selling lottery tickets in the middle of your flight. Like, they'll just stand up and be like, anybody want to scratch off? Like, we sell them. Like,
listen, yeah, what's air rules? I feel like that's got to be like boat rules. Like, yeah. Like maritime law. What's airtime law?
If it's a Spirit or Ryanair, there's no law. Like, it's a lawless place.
Listen,
up there.
United is about to join Spirit. United is Spirit's like bougie cousin. Honey, because what they doing over there, very ghetto.
Yeah.
I just went, I bought a first class ticket. Y'all, don't buy first class tickets domestic no more.
No, it's
the
pointless.
Same seat. And all you're going to do is look back jealously at all the people with extra leg room comfort. And y'all got the same seat. And
it's
okay,
the
what? They have to buy their alcohol. Bitch, it's not worth the extra, $600, $700 you probably paid for your seat. Buy the alcohol.
And the last time I was flying, I did first class. They weren't serving alcohol anymore. It was like during the, everybody's fighting on planes. So we got to stop.
Okay, can you, oh my God. This literally happened to my cousin on his flight here. He was like, there was a bachelorette party behind me and they were trying to order vodka. And literally the flight attendant, because shout out to y'all flight attendants, because I'm so sorry. Y'all got to be a medic. Y'all got to be, you know, the first responder. You got to be a waitress. You got to fist fight your clientele. It's a lot. But he said that he was like, this is when I realized the flight attendants ain't having it. Quote, the bachelorette ladies were like, oh, can we get some like vodka, like the little vodka and vodka soda? And she was like, I'm sorry, we're not selling alcohol on the planes right now because too many of our clients have punched people in the face. So when you guys stop punching people in the face, then maybe we'll serve alcohol again.
Yes.
I was like,
okay. Okay. Like, if you could just spread the word, stop punching
us. Yeah, just let everybody know.
Let all your messy friends know.
Get on Facebook, tag everybody you know, and tell them to stop punching people on the airplanes and then maybe we'll let y'all have some liquor.
And please, I need it.
Oh, I imagine she was probably flying them the most ratchet airline, though. Yeah. That's tragic.
But yeah, and there was one girl who was like, oh, I have to buy my own ticket because she had to like fly out a certain date. And I want to say, when I found out it was a scam, I emailed every single person who, like, had applied through me. And I was like, this is a scam. Don't do it. Get your fucking money back.
Okay. That's, you know what? That's really sweet.
So.
That's really sweet. I'm glad you spread the word.
Yes. Now, but it was after I, like, quit and I got,
you got your
paid
chicks.
Handsomely. She paid me in cash.
You did mention that a second ago, and I was going to come back to it. I was going to circle back. Yeah, it just feels like a business like that shouldn't be paying you in cash. You were probably her best employee.
Honestly, I was like, oh, I'm from America. My employment stuff is weird. So that's why she has to pay me in cash.
Listen, I'll take a cash job. I've been in America and been paid in cash. I used to work a job for definitely a drug mogul. I'll call him a pharmaceutical entrepreneur.
Yes. Yeah.
And I worked at his bar and I started to realize it was a scam because we got like, it was Pittsburgh. We got like $42 a shift plus tips, but you took your $42 out of the register and nobody, I was just an honest kid. Nobody, and why was I? I should have been lying more.
Yeah.
Nobody checked our drawers. Nobody matched it to make sure when we switched shifts, it was whatever. His kids would come in, you know, a little boo or whoever, and they'd be like, oh, my daddy said I could hold $100 from the register. So then I would just give them $100 and I'd write down a little note like, boo took $100 from the register and then just like keep moving on with my day. Like, what?
You should have scammed that more. What?
You know what? I couldn't because, like I said, he was a pharmaceutical entrepreneur.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like being alive.
Sometimes threats. Threats. That's all you need.
And I met him in a shooting. So it was just like, well, no, I didn't meet him in the shooting. That was the first time I worked for him, was in the shooting. So it was, oh God, America. America's so bad that I forgot that I've been in a shooting. Probably in more than one. But this one was the most proximity. I was working as a promo girl for the Summer Jam tour.
Nice. Yes.
So we went to the club and we wearing these shirts that are like Summer Jam Tour. That's it. That's it. You just be a bad bitch and wear a shirt that says Summer Jam Tour. And then somebody came into the club and started shooting. And I remember like, and look, this is, I'm not trying to make any, this is not a joke about mass shootings in America. This shit is trash. Like, I'm just saying in this moment, I was like, okay, he's probably in here looking for somebody. We're running. We're scrambling. We're just like trying to get out of there, right? We get out of there. And the most jarring thing to me, and this is something that I think we can all relate with now, is like all the girls who were doing the promo, who had been doing it. And I just started. I was in college. I was maybe like 20, 19. And I was like, oh, my God, that was so terrible. Like, oh, my God, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, my God, like, I cannot believe they shooting in the club again. Like, we can never have no fun because they always shooting in here. Oh, my God. Ugh, so annoying. I was like, annoying? Girl, we almost died. What should be annoying? Right.
And again, how often are you coming? I feel like a shooting happens at a place one time. I'm like, I'm not going to party there again.
I'm not going back. And they were like, oh, again? I'm like, no. This is
the fifth time this week.
We can't be annoyed by like minorly inconvenience.
Like, no, that's a shooting. Don't
go back.
It was
giving Bella Noches. They were like, like, why'd you take that? Where the hell can you go? It was giving that. I was like, y'all need to be more, we should all be more scared.
That's not, it's not okay.
Yeah, this is not like a minor inconvenience. It's not like somebody pulled the fire alarm. Like, come on now.
No, it's a shooting.
Yeah. But after that, I started working. I was like, I can't work in this capacity, but I will work at your CDS scam bar. So I did do that. Yeah. Listen, sometimes you got to work for a scam front.
Sometimes. And also she bought me lunch every day.
Okay, she seems like a nice criminal boss.
Yeah, and there was like one point where like I had to call her out on something because she like kept paying me late and I was like, you know, where's my money? And she like brought me flowers and gave me a $200 like rate, like tip on top of everything.
Oh, you were her best employee. Ashley, I'm so sorry, but you signed up in a lot of lives.
I was like, if I hadn't realized sooner, I would have gotten.
Like, this is my number one life ruiner. Let me get this Mr. Flowers. What you want from Chipotle, sis? I'm sorry I'm late with your payments.
I do think out of the 10 people, I heard back from like three of them. I'm sure everybody else was just like, this woman is crazy. Like, I'm not listening to her. And three people came back to me. Two were like, thank you so much. And one girl was just like, you're lying. Like, she straight up was like, I got my ticket and I'm going. And I was just like, okay then. I was like,
and she learned a lesson because, you know, sometimes you got to listen to the universe. You were the universe.
I did follow. I looked up her Facebook after because I wanted to see. And she went and then she came home like 2 weeks later. I was like, see? Yep. And she tried to post all positive, like things didn't really work out at the school I was teaching at. And I was just like,
oh, and I got to say, guys, I say this over and over again. I'm writing a book. I'm going to put all this stuff in one place for you. But shame. Don't let shame stop you from getting out of a bad situation. Yeah. It's okay to change your mind once you receive new information. You don't have to tie your identity to the choices that you've made or the people that you decided to associate with. If they turn out to be a nasty person, you can walk away.
Walk away. She had a whole dream in her head. I'm going to teach English. I'm going to pick it with the innocent.
She'd already flexed too hard. That's what it was. She was on Facebook being like, y'all basic ass bitches doing Teach for America. I'm doing Teach for China. Passport stamps on.
We're going. Yeah. And I'm getting reimbursed
you
for my plane
ticket.
Domestic host
could never. Y'all are still flying with your birth certificate. Choke. She did too much.
She did too much. I gotta see it through.
She broke up with her boyfriend, left her old friend. She was like, y'all, all y'all want to do is drink Keystone Light. Y'all ain't got no future.
Like, please.
I'm living around the globe.
Yeah. I'm gonna live in a nice apartment.
Look at my apartment. She showed too many people the apartment.
And it was like they found, you know, those like really high tech Chinese apartments where it's like, I don't know, laundry in the wall.
Oh, is that
stuff?
The ones like on TikTok where they use everything got a little gizmo?
Yeah, everything. They used photos of like one of those apartments in the ads. Like, of course, these like college students are like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna live it up. I'm gonna get paid like $2,000 a week. Yeah.
That would have got me because that one lady on TikTok who has a gizmo for everything, like a tiny washer over the toilet. Why? I don't want the tiny washer over my toilet. But she got me. It looks fancy.
Yeah, it looks fancy. In retrospect, I probably should have been suspicious because, like, why wouldn't she have tried to hire me? Like, I can speak English. Yeah. Why?
And German.
That's
what I was saying when I said, why she make you put up flyers? Because she knew, she saw talent.
Yeah.
She knew a saleswoman when she saw
one. That's all that matters. She was like, no.
She was right.
You're not a scammy. You're a scammer,
you're a
girl.
You're a scammer, okay? You want better for yourself than to be scammed. You are a scammer. Yes. Guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scammer advertisements, and we'll be right back. Scams!
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we are back, and it's time for our first segment here. What's hot in fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist so that you can avoid them or, I don't know, participate in them. I didn't say that, okay? But more often than not these days, you know we get a letter from you guys. So as always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag.
Yeah. Amen. Don't go to jail. Don't go to jail.
Don't mess up. Also, like, I want you to do your scam until it's retired. When you're done with it, let us have it.
If that lady is still out there scamming in Germany, I'm so sorry if I messed that up for you just now.
She good. One podcast can't do her in, okay?
Yeah. She had a really legit, like, operation. She's good.
Yeah, she got a website.
Yeah, she had a website. A whole website with photos.
.com, okay?
Please.
Come on now. She got a www.http/. Come on now.
Yeah. She good. It wasn't even a, like, .edu. I'm just connecting so many dots now.
I told you it was .godaddy. It was .Danica Patrick. And I was like, this is a URL now? Yeah, Danica got her own URL. Yep. She's very talented. Why not?
She's an amazing woman. Her aunt was my Latin teacher.
Yes. This is so random. I'm not going to dive into this. I know y'all be mad at me. But I wonder if we could ever track down Katy Perry's performance history, because there's been a lot of scams that she's performed at that I'm like, okay, I need to know. Like, she performed at LuLaRoe. Yeah. There's like other places that she's performed. Yeah. They hire Katy Perry.
There has to be more.
Katy, how many scams? How much scam money have you received in your career?
I kind of respect that because I'm like, Katy's not saying no to anyone.
You can book Katy Perry on Cash App, bro.
Yeah, and she's going to be like, I'm there.
She's like, y'all want a firework? Okay. Yeah. Yes. We on, baby, y'all going to be a firework. I'll see y'all in 10 days. Okay. What is this for? Robbery.com? Yeah, I'll be there.
She's there.
Danica Patrick? Okay, I'm coming.
I'm sure she did Bitcoin Fest. I'm sure she was at all of them.
Yes. Anything that's Ponzi. She's like, is it a triangle? Oh, Katy will be at the top of it.
I'm there.
Okay, don't worry about that.
Herbalife, what you need?
Listen, a smoothie, okay? A smoothie can be a firework. Let me work on the lyrics. I got y'all. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag because you're not eating healthy?
Yeah. You need some vitamins, some supplements.
Sorry, I'm trying to make these organs fireworks, okay? All right. So let's get to this first here. This first letter, or first, the only letter. I need a fake name from you, Ashley. Gender doesn't matter, so it can be anything.
Garth. Yeah.
I'm from Texas, and I still wonder why people was naming their child Garth.
Like, it doesn't even sound real.
No, it's hard on the ear. It's weird on the mouth.
Yeah.
Garth. You got to use so many muscles to say Garth. I'm getting wrinkles.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Mm-mm, Garth.
Now, those people are like, I don't think of smile. Garth, like, they can't even say the name.
Garth. You have to say it with a British accent if you don't smile. Garth.
Yeah.
Garth. I think that's how we're going to say it. We're going to say Garth.
That sounds cool.
Now, Garth sounds kind of great.
Yeah.
If people like, it's Garth. Like, no, it's Garth. My son's name is Garth Brooks.
Love this.
Right. It's Garth River, like Garth Brooks, but like a little
but like hotter.
A little hotter. A little sexier. So Garth says, hello, scam goddess. I'm not going to read it all in a British accent. You guys will kill me. I'm writing you about a scam that happened to my family. Okay, not your scamily. In which a scammer was caught because she talked in a bar. Oh, guys, you can't be talking about crime in public places like that. You just can't. You got to see who's listening.
Yeah, like, come on.
Talk about crime in your car with the volume on 50.
On 50, yeah, but not out in public.
No.
Like, talk about it in the woods. Up. Yeah, like...
So back when my cousin, we will call him Marcus, was in his senior year of high school, he got his girlfriend pregnant. Well, my aunt was having none of that. So she paid the girl to disappear. And if she stayed away, she would essentially pay my cousin's child support as well as pay for them to have a place to live just without Marcus being a part of it. She paid her to disappear. When she said paid, I thought it was going to be for like a termination.
Yeah, for a termination, a little bobo, you know. But no, that's...
She was like, bitch, get lost.
Yeah, honestly, if you're paying someone to disappear, you deserve to get scammed.
Yes, and also, how much money do you have? Because disappearing money ain't
basic. That's a lot
of money.
Yeah, that's a lot. And rent, child support, a place to... That's way too
much. It's giving dynasty. Are y'all like an oil tycoon family?
Oh, and I bet this girl was scamming on this, like,
who shot JR? Marcus. Do y'all know? Yeah. I feel like y'all know.
These are oil barons.
Yes.
Like,
because disappear, that's a level.
Yeah, the fact that your head, you jump to disappear people, it's like, that's some mob stuff. That's...
Yeah. You either have to be, very entrenched in crime or very, very rich.
Yeah. Because if your first thought isn't, let me give you $200 to make a doctor's appointment.
Right. That's my new goal. Like, now that I've heard this, I want to have make people disappear money.
Yeah.
Where I can be like, get out of town.
Get
just throw a, throw a duffel bag of money at them. And I'm like, and don't come back, you bitch. Like, okay, that's the kind of money I'm trying to have is disappear money. Because I can't afford to make nobody disappear. I don't know if I could afford to make...
like, what? I disappear? No. You want to go to the other side of Silver Lake?
Right.
I could pay for your Uber.
Right. I don't know if that's quite disappearing. I could get you to Malibu.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
You have a nice weekend in Topanga. Like.
Right. Oh, bitch, you're going to Palm Springs and you're never coming back. Okay, I can't even get you on a flight to disappear you. Yeah, wow. I got to work harder. Ashley,
We
got to start podcasting harder so we can get that disappear money. So she says essentially, like, you know, paying this person to disappear so Marcus didn't have to be a part of it. Now, Marcus, why would you let your auntie do this?
Marcus.
So it says, I'm honestly not sure why she wouldn't just help both the mom and Marcus raise the kid if she was going through this much trouble, but I guess she wanted his girlfriend out of his life. The girlfriend told Marcus she had the situation handled. Okay, Olivia Pope.
Okay, yeah.
Which I guess she did, but not in the way that he thought, and never spoke to him again. Wow, that disappear money was moneying.
Good money.
She was like, this is your baby daddy. This is someone who obviously, like, had some sort of feelings for.
Yeah.
You have a baby with them, and you were like, huh? So the way this money looking? Goodbye, Marcus. Never
check,
knew you.
Right? Like, this check will take care of things when my kid has questions later in life.
Right.
When my kid is like, who's my daddy? What happened to my... Wait, how did you meet? Oh, don't worry about it.
Your daddy is a Wells Fargo wire transfer. It comes in every Tuesday, and it's never late, okay? We love your father.
We love your father.
He's raising you very well.
So great.
It's giving Elon Musk.
Yeah.
It's giving Nick Cannon.
Did Elon Musk write this? Like...
Right. Elon's like, see, I'm a great father. I can't believe Elante has nine kids.
Nine children.
And we didn't know.
No idea.
Nine whole ass kids.
How do you hide twins?
How do you... Two.
Like, two.
And they come from a woman who works at your company.
Right. Like, I could understand when Drake hit a child. That's one child.
Yeah. Adonis was one kid.
That's one kid.
When I heard the name, though, I was like, oh, that's Drake's baby. Yeah. Like, a woman who's naming her kid Adonis, she know who the daddy is.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very
rich. I feel like Drake pulled one of those... All I really want is to name him. Please just let me pick the name.
You think?
Yeah. Men are wild. They will like sleep with a woman once, find out she's pregnant, and then be like, let me name him. Come on.
I feel like Drake wasn't trying to have no kids, though.
I don't think he was. But then he was like, if it's mine.
Yeah, but...
Let me name it.
Okay, okay. And they have been growing Adonis' little hair out. Because I think Drake really was trying to convince people that he was not half white for a long time.
But
and then when he
baby,
had a baby with a white woman, obviously that's a predominantly white child.
That
so
baby.
Baby came out with blonde hair, blue eyes. He was like, I'm not trying to debut him until his hair is long enough to cornrow.
To cornrow. I really think that's what it was.
When we can get him little baby straight backs, then I'll say he my kid. Put him in the sun a little bit.
Yeah, you know, when he can get a little tan when the color comes
in. Yeah, how old do babies need to be to get a spray tan?
Yeah.
How old?
Like, is he good?
Just hit him a little bronze. Somebody got the Queen Latifah collection from L'Oreal? Yeah, hit my baby with that.
That's yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a white baby.
It's okay,
but,
Drake.
But Drake, yo, Drake was like, no, I say nigga too much for the baby to look like this.
He did that whole blackface picture, you know. He
the way that that's viscerally stuck in my mind. He was wearing like a green t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a green t-shirt, like the big lips and everything.
They was making a statement, girl. They in Canada. Okay? Yeah. They was trying their best.
It was some Degrassi.
It was very Degrassi. It was very Jimmy. So, all right. So, I don't know. The girlfriend's like, I got to handle Olivia Pope. All right. So, 6 years later, Marcus got a new girlfriend, and his brother, we will call him John, spilled the beans about what my aunt did to the new girl. Damn. Marcus, your brother John is a hater. This is some hateration and some holleration.
Yeah. Why, you need to look at your relationship with John.
Yeah, Marcus, it's time for you to start fighting your family.
Yeah. At every step of this, I'm like, the aunt's in the wrong. John is in the wrong.
Everybody's wrong. Marcus, you in the wrong. You just let your kid go. Yeah. Like, that's
Marcus,
fucked up.
Where's your backbone?
Yeah, Marcus, come on now. You need to be a whole father. That's why we put up the billboards about take time to be a father today. Marcus, we're talking to you. We're talking to you. Go be a father. Also, your brother ain't shit.
Yeah. Why would you do that, John?
It's giving like mob. Like, what society?
Was it like a threat? Like, I want you to know we could disappear you too. Like,
ooh, maybe it's like, you better take your birth control every day. Unless you won't get disappeared.
I mean, personally, I'd be like, I might be into the disappear
right,
money.
Right, the disappearing kind of sounds.
Like, okay, you're going to set me up. I wonder if, like, how do you pick the place? Like, could I be like, set me up in New York? Like,
yeah, you have to let me disappear to where I want to.
Yeah, could I set me up in Miami?
Right. I don't want to disappear to, like, Costa Rica.
Right? Or is she going to be like, no,
honey. It's cute down there, but I can't disappear my whole life.
Right? Or is she going to be like, no, honey, all I can afford is, like, Kansas City.
Like, yeah, how long is this disappear money? Are we talking, like, Arkansas?
Is she adjusting for inflation over time?
Illinois? Can I disappear to Los Angeles? That's when you know you got money.
Yeah, that's
money. San Francisco. Can I disappear to San Francisco?
There it is.
But like San Francisco proper. Can I disappear to the Haight-Ashbury?
Yes. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's bussing. If that was happening, that, oh yeah, I'm getting disappeared. I love it. So John over here being a hater and a little bitch, go tell the new girl about what Marcus did and disappeared his old girl. So including the part where the child is still alive and living close by. Oh, they didn't disappear very far at all. And it's being supported by their mom without Marcus knowing. Well, the new girlfriend was so angry that she told Marcus. Marcus then confronted his baby mama and she apologized for leaving him in the dark and allowed him to get to know his child. Oh, so Marcus.
What?
Might be a good person.
Marcus
had to have known that old girl was pregnant. Was he thinking that because she said that she handled it, that she terminated the pregnancy?
Because if someone said to me it's handled, I'd be like.
But really, the mom had come to her after like 1.5 martinis and, you know, she was swirling it around in the glass and she threw a bag of money at her.
Yeah.
And said, you need to disappear.
Stay away.
4 blocks over.
You know, like at least driving distance. Like what?
You need to move 45 minutes away.
Like what? What is the... Like, she was like, I'm not paying, you know, taxes in a different county, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm also trying to understand, like, we have social media at this point. Like, did Marcus not see, like, this woman with a child?
Yeah, and that's it. Like, Marcus, like... You broke up with this girl and what? Just never.
You never stalked her? Wow.
Yeah, never like checked her Instagram stories.
You
moved on, Marcus. Okay.
Okay, you okay? Mentally stable,
right?
You not stalking your ass.
Yeah. Okay, healthy relationship dynamics.
You was outside in they bushes at least one time. Okay.
Come on.
Ooh, you fancy. All right. The rest of us will be driving by their homes.
Exactly. And I would have known she had a kid.
Right. I would have definitely.
I would have seen a little playground.
Right. Not the little playground. This kid's definitely getting a playground. So, anyway, Marcus gets to see the kid and get to know the kid. Well, about 3 months into Marcus getting to know his child, John is out at a bar with friends and the baby mama is out with her friends. He waves hello to her and goes on with his night. At one point, he heads back up to get another drink and overheard the baby mama telling her friend how she was able to pass off her child as Marcus's and doesn't have to worry about paying rent or half the kid's expenses because his mom pays for everything and didn't even question the child being his, which the child is not.
Wow.
Sistren.
Wow.
Now, Miss Girl.
Which, if you got disappear money, you got paternity test money.
Oh, definitely. You got cheek swap money.
You
hell, we all got that. You can buy one at the Walgreens now.
Yeah. That, like, they have my little commercials. They got them everywhere. Like,
what if that's, like, my sponsor product? Like, when I become an influencer? Like, I sell paternity tests.
I sell paternity tests.
Scam got his paternity test. Is he the father? Well, do you want him to be? We got options.
I love it.
We got real ones. We got ones.
We got that, fake ones. You trying to scam somebody? Yeah. We got you.
Who do you want to be your baby's father? We'll work it out for you. No, this is wild. Also, like, Miss Girl, he waved to you at this bar. You saw him. So why would you even take the risk
of sharing the story? Like, just be like, that's my baby daddy, uncle, or whatever. Just like,
do you
like,
know how loud
it.
Bars are?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, girl, no, that was my baby daddy right there. He actually not the kid's father, but his mom will be paying for everything. Ain't that hilarious?
Like, she had to be yelling this.
What?
Like, gather around, everybody. I have something to brag about.
Nah,
like,
this round on me, because I got that baby daddy. That fake baby daddy money.
I mean,
what?
Like, I at least thought the scam would be like, she did get the, like, pregnancy terminated and was just cashing these checks, no evidence of a child for years.
I know somewhere Maury is just shaking right now and all of the guests that he's had, because you know how many women and men have ran around the soundstage of Maury while being chased by the most excellent and athletic and Olympic camera guys you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Just for you to fumble a paternity bag like this.
Right? Like, Maury would have made a two-part episode out of
this. Right. This is absolutely upsetting. Like, the fact that no cameraman had to stretch and, you know, run every day for 4 hours to capture this. Like, you just let it go for free in a bar. Like,
right? You just said it.
I'm very disappointed in you, Miss Girl. I don't even know your name. They didn't tell us in the story. So John told Marcus and my aunt what he heard. John is messy.
Yeah, John can't hold water. John can't.
And John is lurking. Listen, John is behind every corner. He is behind every crevice. How does John know all the tea? So he told his aunt and Marcus what he heard, and they went to court to force a DNA test. When the child turned out not to be his, my aunt sued the baby mama for the past rent and the support she had paid and won.
Whoa. Okay, these are rich people. Like, I was like, I don't see how this lawsuit will work. And then if she won, like, that's like,
so now Marcus's not baby mama has to not only pay back my aunt in monthly installments, but now has to fully support the child and pay rent. Long story short, don't be stupid enough to talk about your scam in a bar where someone else who's related to the people you're scamming could possibly overhear and kill your scam. Oh wow. Goth, you really came in with the heat.
Yeah, goth.
The tea is piping hot.
Like, goth.
I got to put a little milk in the tea because it's just so hot. And the other
is. It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tiddlywinks. This is, oh,
right.
My goodness.
What do they say? Like, crikey? No, that's Australian. No. What other, like, dumb British, like, slang?
Bloody hell.
It's like a Pipperton. I don't know. You guys say, like, weird, dumb stuff. But I love it.
Oh, yeah. Love the British. Love it.
Shit me giggles, bruv. Is that something? It feels like it is.
Sounds right.
But this is okay. I'm of two minds here. One, obviously we knew that the aunt was evil because she's trying to pay to disappear the kid and doesn't even
want to
see it. So it doesn't surprise me that she would sue this scammer woman. But I'm thinking about the kid. Like, you about to put this kid in poverty just because, like, you already were doing something fucked up, auntie. Auntie, you tried to disappear a whole child from your son.
Like, come on. That's a lot.
And
like,
didn't even tell your son.
And didn't even tell him. So, like, why do you feel you're not in the right here? Like,
no.
I would just be like,
just take your L and know that you don't have to pay money in the future.
In the future, just be like, that money's gone.
Because if you're suing, that's pettiness. That's
you got money. You got good lawyers. You can afford those hours. You don't care about billing. Because
when you can sue someone by just sending a text message to your team, like, hey, we need to sue her, and that's it, that's money. And okay, like, you don't got to call Brian Longcar. You don't have to drive around and find a bus bench to get a lawyer at Abu Gato. Like, no, you got money.
You didn't have to dial anybody up. They just were able to sue. And like, but still, why would you not do a paternity? Like, and there must have been some paperwork or something being like, I'm going to take care of this. Like, sounds like there was an agreement.
Some sort. I mean, I feel like if she had a better lawyer, she maybe could have won this. Because I would have been like, I don't know if the kid is his father. This is hearsay. Like, how did you sue over hearsay? You could actually be like, I thought the kid was his.
Yeah.
Even with the hearsay.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Unless John was taking video in the bar, which John seems like the type of bitch who might have taken video.
John pulled his phone out.
John might have took his phone out.
John was recording.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so sorry, this baby mama. But also, like, guys, that's what we always say. Make sure your scam is retired. The scam is not retired until the baby's 18.
Exactly. Keep your mouth shut. 18, you made it.
Right. You ain't never heard a Kanye song? What did he say when they 18 and found out his ass wasn't
18 years? Yeah.
That's when you're supposed to find out. 18 years.
18 years. And then it's locked in. What are they going to do? Sue?
Right. Like, then that's your godfather. You love the kid anyway.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we built a little bond and stuff.
Right, that's the homie.
You know, at this point, like, he knew that kid for like a week.
That's the issue, I think. It's like, it was fresh.
You got to build the bond.
Yeah, nah. You should have let him play catch more before you started telling your homegirls
exactly.
about it.
Exactly.
Let him play catch in the lawn. And have him take a lot of photos and put them on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, really rope him in.
Really rope him with the feelings. And then have him, you know, and then he would have been like, yeah, you know, I'm the dad that stepped up. You know, I don't even care if he's not mine.
Right. He would have made some Instagram posts like, I'm not the father. I'm the father that stepped up.
Like, yeah.
Oh, right. I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father that stepped up. Yeah, but, come on. Like, you should have let him buy some t-shirts off of goddamn Etsy before.
Little matching outfits, and then you would have had him locked in.
You would have had him locked in from the shame, just like the one recruit that Ashley couldn't bring to the light, who was like, no, I already told these hoes that I'm global.
I'm global and mobile. Like, I got to go.
I told them the closest they was going to get to the Eiffel Tower was in Vegas. I can't go back on this.
Please.
But guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be back with what you guys have been waiting for. The Sean King update.
Robbery!
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we are back. And I have to tell you, I had to tell you before the break because I didn't want you to play. Listen to them damn ads, okay? But why we're here, and if you know, you know, you knew that this is where we're getting here, which is why I feel like I had to tease it out like a good 30 minutes of waiting.
Right, yeah, because you know why I'm here.
Yes.
You know the scammer that I study.
Oh,
that
goodness. That we both have. This man can't take a piss without me hearing about
it. Right. Like, he does anything. People are tagging me, sending it to me. Like, he blocked me on all platforms.
Same. And yes. I was like, I have never tagged this man. Why
never
am I blocked
him.
On all of the platforms?
Like, I was like, and then I was like, no, he's thorough.
He is. And I'm not mad at him for that because, look, y'all were the reason. Y'all kept tagging the episode. Y'all kept
tagging him.
And so this is obviously where we were going to end up. So before we start this beautiful update about Sean King, there's also been an update in his nicknames. Mm. We have over 40 now. And I think we have to reprise them because they're just very good.
Yeah. What do we have now?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to need some music behind this. Marina, give me something that feels African.
Very black power.
Something very black. Give me Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's no licensing on that. Give me Lift Every Voice and Sing, okay? Okay? I'm hearing it in my head. So like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun,
can we get the Blue Ivy version?
Dun, dun. Here we go. Yes. Talcum X, Thurgood Marshall, W.E.B. de Blanco, Martin Luther Cream, Ulysses P. Newton, Frederick Douglass, Maya Angelou, Stevie Wonder, Samuel L. Jackson, Honky Kong, oh my God.
Okay,
Snow J. Simpson, Jaleel White, Betty White, Thurgood Marshmallow, Richard Dolezal, Whack Panther, Ghost Malone, Martin Luther Keyboard, Iggy Apelia, Chalka Conta, Chalka, Pale Revere, Powder Ranger, Harriet Topman, Nelson Maniello, Stevie Wonder Bread, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Tupac Sugar, Crooker T. Washington, oh my God, Milk Chamberlain, GoFundMe Washington Carver, I can't even keep the beat anymore. Reverend Jesse Fraction, Django Uncolored, Count Chalka, James Pearl Jones, Alexander Scambleton, Albino Sharpton, Blankston Hughes, Neil deGrasse, you white son, Topro Winfrey, Louis Farriskin, Samuel L. Non Blackson, James Fraudwin.
I can't even pick a favorite.
Oh!
Neil deGrasse, you white son.
Neil deGrasse, you white son.
Because that was just like, you just wanted to say it. Like, that's not even
a
pun.
That's not even a pun. I'm sorry, Honky Kong got me. I was like, where did this come from? Oh, no. Ernest Owens, shout out to you for compiling all of the names, Mr. Ernest Owens, on Twitter. But we've heard a lot of them. But 40. We got 40 now.
Yeah.
So if you don't know about Sean King, I highly encourage you to listen to the original episode of this that Ashley Ray and I did. Also, is that still up on your Patreon?
Yes. And actually, I put it on YouTube so everyone can see it now.
Yes.
I did a 30-minute PowerPoint presentation on Sean King being a scammer and all of his scams.
And it's absolutely riveting. It's beautiful. So we have a content warning up top here. There is a mention of victims who have died at the hands of police violence, like Tamir Rice, who was a 12-year-old who was gunned down when he was playing with a toy. There's also a mention of stolen photos of deceased Black artists used for fake Twitter profiles. We just want to put that up top. Obviously, we're not here to make fun of the oppression that we both very much experience as African Americans in this society, but we will make fun of the man who has decided to profit on
who's making money off of it. Okay.
Yes.
It's his fault.
We're blaming him.
Okay. We didn't want to have to do this.
We didn't. We truly didn't. So, American civil rights activist, we can put some quotes around that. Writer, more quotes.
More quotes. Yeah, yeah.
And company founder, even more quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess he did. Did he find a company?
I mean, I guess North Star, the Substack.
He definitely had a website.
Yeah, there was a website, so that's pretty legit.
Danica knows who he is.
Yeah, so you know, in my history of believing websites, I maybe got to stand by
right,
him.
Right, you got to stand beside him a little bit. So Jeffrey Sean King has been back at it again with new attempts to earn money from his supporters. This time, it's taken the form of a potentially fraudulent clothing company and a donation scheme to pay for his new house.
Like
Freedom Fashions.
Like, fashion is the biggest scam. Like, I feel like if you're going to do a t-shirt, that's like, just put a sign on it's like, I'm a scammer. Like, fashion, that's
right.
A scam. Come
listen,
on.
Listen, oppression. Oppression merch, okay?
Like,
Shein.
Yeah.
But for your protester in your life.
Like, how do you go from, like, I'm going to make a media organization that's, like, going to bring down CNN and Fox to, I got some t-shirts in my trunk, y'all.
Listen, we got anti-police department drip, okay? You believe Black Lives Matter, but do you...
But do you have it on a t-shirt?
Right. Are you wearing it?
Like, so how do we know? How do we know?
Is it across your chest?
Like...
No, we need to know. Like, you need to have the fits.
Yeah. And Sean saw that need. He saw that need for...
He's like, I got a Black Lives Matter matching sets.
Yep. Hoodies, okay. T-shirts. I got you.
The B's on the front, the L's on the leg, the M is on the back.
The M's on the back.
You got to spin around real quick and then everybody like, will see it.
Black Lives Matter.
I mean, he's got hands up, don't shoot gloves. this says don't shoot on each hand. You know, like, why not? No, I'm kidding. These are not things that he's actually made, but he does make insane things.
Yes.
So, list of new names. Okay. Wait. So there's a couple names that we missed that Gaitlin actually added to this episode. So I'm just going to read the ones that we missed in our beautiful thing. Because why not, right?
Please.
Calvin Crime, which that's from his new fashion line.
Of course.
And then I think I got the rest of these. Yes.
Yeah. Did you get Whack Panther?
Oh, and Busta Crimes. We did say yes. Whack Panther. So we didn't have Calvin Crime, which is beautiful because we're talking about his label right now, and Busta Crimes, and Ghost Malone. Y'all are disrespectful.
That kind of just sounds mean to Post Malone. That's
just
a little white
Malone
boy.
Do?
What did he do?
He just has a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, like,
you know, he looks like he maybe bathes sometimes.
Yeah, he doesn't even try to act black. He's just like, no, I'm a gross white man. I'm doing my thing.
Right. And he looks sweet. I bet he's a nice guy. You know, you don't have to, Yeah, mean people.
Why is he in it?
Like, I don't know. Yeah. So the T-shirt scam. In August 2021, Sean King made an announcement that he would be launching a new fashion line with exclusive merchandise. The fashion line, A Real One. I love that because we know Sean is a fake one.
Yeah, but that's how you know it's not a scam. It's a real one.
He called it definitely not crime.
Definitely not fake. A real one.
When you buy stuff from me, you definitely gonna get it in the mail.
Yeah, like
.com.
You're gonna get a real one in the mail. I promise. It's also funny because when you type it out, I was like, it's like R alone.
Yeah, like R-O?
Because like, it's all one thing. And I was like, R alone? Like,
yeah, you are gonna be alone when I ditch you
because you don't have your T-shirt.
Yeah. You are alone and getting a refund.
Yes.
Yes. I love that, the honesty. So it consists of plain colored hoodies and T-shirts. Initially, the biggest problem was that the company was simply too expensive for what it was. For example, a plain hoodie goes for $150. And another, and let's see this plain hoodie. Now what do we get? Can we zoom in on this hoodie? What's it say on that little corner over there? Does it say,
is it like a...
The revolution will not be televised? It will be on a hoodie?
It's like a little sticker that's like, this cotton legitimately came from Africa.
Right. The revolution will be on a hoodie.
Okay.
I can't see what it says. I'm guessing it's just a brand because it doesn't seem like it's... Yeah, it's just the brand is what we're getting. So, the ARO logo, that's when you really want to let people know that like you gave Sean King your money.
Yeah, and you just go ARO because they know.
Right, they know.
They just know.
It's like Supreme. ARO.
Like, you know.
Freedom Fashions. That goes for $165. And it's a plain black, tee costs around $49. It's giving American Apparel.
It really is.
Did y'all make this in America? Like, this better become,
Like, how is this so much money, Sean?
Also, and, the models that he has, let's look at them real quick. These are...
Let
me look at the models before we get into this.
Because I was like, we're going to need to have a whole moment about that
Bernice
shirt.
Is that Bernice Burgos?
I don't know who that is.
That looks like Bernice. Is she wearing handcuffs? Wait a minute. Scroll back up, Amelia. 1 second.
Yeah, because... I want to believe he found stock photos
now,
and these
go
people.
Go down a little bit. Is that a bracelet or is she wearing handcuffs?
Bracelets or handcuffs? Is it like looks like a leather piece? Like it goes around.
I don't know what that is. Well, anyway, he's got some beautiful brown skinned black people. There's a beautiful black woman here with like just like the most gorgeous baby hair.
And they look,
seen.
They just look so empowered
they look
in
very
their
empowered.
Sean King wear.
And moisturized. Like, and free.
Yes.
They look very free. This is what I imagine what we look
this
like.
This is,
in
this
the
is,
modern
I think,
society.
Probably what Sean King wants to see when he looks in the mirror.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So before we get into this further, let's look at this one T-shirt here. I believe there's a T-shirt with Sean, and we'll put this on the Instagram page, but there's a shirt here with Sean King's face
smoking
on it.
Weed.
Is that what he's smoking?
He's smoking weed. It's like when you read the story behind this shirt, it's literally like a photo of him at a Bernie Sanders show.
No.
A Bernie Sanders show.
You know Bernie be doing
them
shows.
I mean, honestly, the way Bernie was running around with Sean King, it should have just been called a show.
The Bernie Sanders show.
Like, what were you doing with him?
Do, 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 do.
You know, and Sean, like, has a whole story. He's like, yeah, I was hanging out with Bernie, and then Killer Mike came over and was like, you want to smoke weed?
Killer Mike is always in some shit that he don't need to be
like,
into.
Like, what are you doing, Killer Mike? Why
Killer
are you giving
Mike,
Sean King
why
weed?
Are you doing press conferences in Atlanta with Keisha Lance Bottoms talking about we need to protect the Prada store. Like, your store.
Right? Like, of course you're going to give Sean King some weed. And according to Sean, it was such a cool moment, he couldn't pass it up.
So is he trying to say he doesn't really do weeds?
Yes. He literally he's like, I don't normally do this, but it was so cool. Yeah. And then he is now selling it.
I don't smoke the devil's lettuce, but when Bernie Sanders and Killer Mike offer
that weed, you got to do it.
That ganji. You gotta take a puff or two. He's giving us the Bill Clinton he didn't inhale. So
I mean, and it does look like because it's literally like he is like keeping it as far from his lips. It is the most awkward photo of someone smoking weed I have ever seen. And he's selling this for like $160-something on a shirt.
Now, as someone who's put my face on a t-shirt and sold it for money.
I was gonna say, it does say sold out. This shirt is sold out, apparently.
I kind of want it ironically.
I would too.
Feel like
I
we should too. Have it.
I would absolutely buy it. Guys, I hate that. I hate that. I would.
I need it ironically. ironically, it's like when you go to Coachella in a Dare shirt. Like, exactly. I fucking need it.
Like, I need...
I let that lion down so many times. Fuck that lion.
Like, look at his face. Like, the way he's just like... It's so like goofy. He's trying to push the joint away with his lips instead of inhaling it.
It's definitely giving, like, I'll have one weed, please.
Yeah, like, one hey, fellow one kids. One little TikTok. Like...
Let me get TikTok. Let me get some of those marijuana pills. It's definitely giving that.
And how... But this is how you know he's a real one.
But I just don't think you can put yourself on a shirt looking cool. Like, I'm on a shirt just, like, as a merch thing that I use as branding all over. But I don't know if I could put myself on a shirt smoking weed and be like, yeah, buy this shirt of me.
And I'm, like, famous for smoking weed. And I don't think I could do, like, what do you want that for?
That's, I mean, you could. But I feel like you have to let somebody else do it so you can be like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, someone else has to be like, we respect you as, like, a stoner legend.
Like, I feel like Bob Marley wasn't like, okay, now can we get me on some t-shirts?
Right.
Okay, peace and love. Yeah. Rastafari. Can we get me on some
What's the merchandise looking like? You know? But for Sean to be like, okay, my clothing line is about Black liberation, and you know what they need? Me smoking weed.
Yeah, that's Black liberation. Like, a very, very fair-skinned Black man who's definitely Black smoking definitely weed. That's liberation to me. That's what I think about. So let's get into this here a little bit. Despite his claims, Sean is not the first fashion company to sell Black-owned t-shirts and hoodies made in Africa. Well, of course. Other companies, Kepepo Clothing and C2 Shirt, have run on the same business model for years. Yes. But the videos Sean shared on his Instagram showing where his shirts were being sewn in Africa were actually taken from Kepepo Clothing YouTube channel. So he went to their YouTube channel.
Yep. He went to their YouTube channel.
He said his screen record.
Yep.
And then he went and put that on his Instagram acted like it was
his. And put it on his website, which I trust websites. And he puts this fake video on there. I was like, oh, Sean's really doing it. He really went to the motherland and got the cotton.
Right.
And
like,
no.
We've never seen this man in our lives. We don't know who.
Who is this? Like,
so, but the videos Sean shared obviously are not his, right? Other photos on the ARO website were found to have also been taken from a BCI or Better Cotton Initiative featured on Tatajiri about women's economic empowerment in Mali and a Gatsby Foundation report on the Tanzanian cotton and textile sector. So he's taking all of this information from other legitimate websites.
Yeah.
And I mean, one thing I will say about Sean King that he's always been really, really good at and why it's so hard to deplatform him.
Yeah.
Is he's a curator.
Yes.
So he may not actually create any of this content. It may not be his brainchild. He may not have the, pedagogy or the education that we think he does. But he's very good at bringing everything that's happening with race relations into one-stop shop.
And making it just so easy and believable.
Palatable.
Yeah, for white people.
Digestible.
It's like, oh, of course this is legit. Like, it's on the website. He did the research. Like, why would I question this?
That's why it's hard for them to let him go. They're like, you telling me that I got to get rid of my racial media takeout?
Like,
I can't go to the race room and just catch up on what's going on with the blacks?
Are you telling me that just wearing a shirt that says a real one is not the change this country needs?
Ain't some of the money from the shirt going to the blacks?
To the people?
Aren't
they?
The marches? I don't know.
Somewhere.
Water,
I don't.
Pepper sprays.
Like, I don't even think Sean still does the marches.
Yeah.
That was another way when he was like, I'm going to start a thing where I bus people to vote. And we never saw a single bus.
Oh, damn,
we saw a bus.
So I said, I'm going to be Miss Frizzle. And we were like, well, where are the buses?
Where the bus? And he, nope.
Damn. So when representative of the Gatsby Foundation was contacted, they replied and said, we do not have any affiliation with A Real One Clothing or Sean King. So it's a surprise to see an image of our cotton program being used on the website. They said, we don't know him. We have never met Jeffrey. That's his real name. His name is Jeffrey. Why he not going by Jeffrey?
Because, it's a white name.
Right. It's not giving enough.
Yeah. Sean, though. He's like, Sean.
That's, Sean is giving
that's a light skin name.
I put garlic powder and onion powder on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean is. Yeah.
But Jeffrey, people be like, nah, man.
We'll be like, Jeffrey, what's going on? We're curious. So additionally, it appears that the company may have also lied about its certifications. A Real One is not listed on the Fair Wear Partnership for Sustainable Textiles, nor Canopy websites, which they were saying they had, they were members of. They were like, oh, we're part of this.
We did it.
We're
vegan.
We're with the textile girlies. We're getting made in Africa. Like,
Sean is just claiming all these people. Sean is just like, they with me. They like me. All these people like me. This will never come back to bite me in the ass.
Right. It's like, before any shirt gets mailed out, we have Tim's try it on and sing to it. It's very definitely from Africa.
Yes, very Africa.
So the company, OEKO Tech Certification, is shared as being under textile maker Mantis World, an English company with one production facility in Tanzania. So the company that he's using does have one production facility in Tanzania. So he technically didn't lie about that.
Okay.
So the company itself is product testing system that certifies and provides labels to prove the safety of textile and textile products. Either the certification is not valid or a real one is using non-black owned companies to make its product. Well, the Mantis World is owned by Indian CEO Prama Bawardi. That's, I mean, it's not black, but yeah, it's not.
I mean, when is not being black ever stop Sean King?
That's true.
Like,
you can't let things like your race get in the way.
Yeah, you can't make something like, I promised everybody I would get this, you know, from a black company and, you know, not do it. That's just, you know, whatever.
The vibes are still black company. According to one commenter, it's like they just Googled all the best certifications to have and then Photoshopped them all together into the site to make themselves look a duh. He's a curator.
Yes, he's
That's
a curator.
What
he literally is like, these are the people, like, you know, the hippie people. These are the ones they'll check for. We got it.
Right. He's like, this is the girls y'all want to see to make you feel good. Yes. Like you're doing something good for the environment and the community.
And you're not going to look up. You're not going to go check it out. Be like, let me see the actual certificate. No.
No, you're going to trust the vibes. Guys, this is going to be a long one. Wowzers. So as of July 11th, there haven't been any updates or further announcements regarding the development of the company since October 2021. However, thousands of customers have placed orders, and according to Newsweek, not all have received them.
Yes. I'm shocked. Sean King said he would deliver a product and didn't deliver it?
Wowzers.
That's what?
Flummoxed.
What?
Golly gee willikers.
As someone who is still waiting on my book from him, that I assume it'll come at the same time as the t-shirt.
Yeah, it will. What's so beautiful about this is, like, technically, like, scammers like Sean, I think, are so brilliant because they'll probably never go to jail or face real legal consequences because, like, what they get out of it with is always like, oh, I thought I could run this company, but then I realized it was way harder than I thought.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Ooh, do
making
you guys want me to give me my money back?
Yeah, making t-shirts is so hard. I'm just a good person who tried.
I tried. No, your t-shirt's in the mail. Just, like, keep waiting for it. It's been a year.
And
no.
Then people are just like, well, I feel bad for you. Just keep the money.
Right.
Yeah, like, in the end, you're doing something good. Just keep the money.
Literally. It's like, everyone's like, you keep the money. He's like, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. It's just me, little Jeffrey Sean King, just buying up multiple houses, being very black. So many social media users have taken to platforms to talk about their experience of either never receiving their order or their order being incorrect and never receiving an exchange or not being able to contact the company at all.
You say you're going to be alone. It's our alone.
Like, yeah, you're alone in this fight, okay?
Yeah.
Also, we on vibes, bro. Like, companies can just be vibes.
Vibes,
companies
yeah.
can be a gust of wind.
What, you thought we'd have customer service?
Yeah.
We're doing this out of Sean King's garage. Like,
come on now. This is called grassroots.
Like, what were you expecting? Like,
you don't expect this much from grass. Why do you expect this much from me? Sean King.
And this is actually how I found out, like, Sean King didn't just block me from his personal accounts. He did block me from this fashion account, too, because I was trying to see people's comments. Like, I didn't get my order and I was 100% blocked.
Wait, I have to see if I'm blocked. It's called ARO.
A real one. That's the Instagram. It's just a real one. All.
How did he get that handle?
Right.
I feel like somebody else would have been a real one by then.
You know, like, I'm sure he pays somebody off to
right.
be like, give
Maybe
me that.
He bought it from someone. We'll see. I'll keep as this loads.
But that's how I found out, because people were like, I'm not getting my orders. And I saw it on Twitter and I was like, oh, let me check out the Instagram. And I was
right.
like, the whole Instagram is gone. Of course, this is a scam. He deleted the whole Instagram. And people were like, no, girl, you're blocked. They're like, it's coming up for me. You're blocked, honey.
I want to know if they've been that thorough, if he's been that thorough with me. He had to have been.
Yeah.
But maybe not. That would be really
fun.
We're
getting blocked from every new scam account he creates.
Damn it. I want to know. Come on, Sean. We just want to be entertained.
Come on.
So in a statement subsequently released by Sean in May, he claims that normal phone number and email address errors accounted for the missing orders and that every one of the 3,500 orders was indeed shipped out. That's a lot of money. If things are like $50 to $165 and there's 3,500 people who have purchased it.
Yeah, and come on, everybody's getting that shirt of him smoking weed and that was the most expensive thing.
Right. So it's like that was sold out, right?
Yeah. So in multiple colors sold out. Like, people were like, I need multiples of this.
So at most, he scammed $577,000 around there if everyone bought the most expensive thing, which obviously can't be the case. So we'll say 500,000 to $170,000-$180,000. So it's probably somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. Off he also claimed scam. Two people replied saying they wanted exchanges or refunds for orders that they had trouble with. Two?
Just
it
two.
Feels like more than two. But also, this is all alleged. I don't know how much money you made from this t-shirt company.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people actually got their t-shirt out. And I probably never will. Yeah. Damn, I would love to see.
I don't think we ever will.
Yeah, I get no results.
I had to, you're blocked.
Okay.
I had to like log into a burner account. Like,
I have a burner.
It, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check the burner.
I literally had to pull into another one and then like look at it. And then it's just all these people who are like, ordered my shirt about a year ago, Sean.
Not when, a year.
When you think I'll see it. Like, I'm still waiting on that
when
hoodie.
When we see freedom. When black people are finally free, the shirt is a protest. That's,
yes, the shirt
itself. The shirt is a protest. And so until we are no longer being oppressed by the state,
yes.
You will not get the shirt.
That
makes sense to me.
That does make sense, actually.
Sean, go with that. Damn, it came up on my burner. Damn, see? I'm blocked.
So you know how much of a scammer you have to be to block us from your clothing line?
He said, y'all not getting away with none of my bags. None
like,
of my bags.
You are not messing up my money this time.
He says, step one, block these bitches from everything else that I do. Oh, my gosh. And yeah, now I can see it. Now I can see a real one clothing. And let's see. Are there comments turned on? Oh, yes, they are. Paid $50, ordered a t-shirt. 2 months later, nothing. Warehouse printed a label and nothing else. Customer service has been horrible. No desire to find any solution or fix anything. Can barely get them to answer my email. This is a terrible showing. Me and I know companies have hiccups. That's to be accepted. But this isn't a hiccup. It speaks on a poorly run organization.
Mm-hmm. Sean King running a poorly organization? What?
Wowzers.
Sean King?
Now I'm seeing I'm tagged over here. Scam Goddess, please feature this guy. I would never see this because I'm blocked.
You're blocked. People are trying to tell you. I love that he had to block you because people are just tagging you.
They're like, bitch, come over here. He had it again. He's like, oh, no, I'm not letting it happen again.
Right from the jump.
Nice scam, bro. I wish I could do nothing but grift. Keep up the hustle. Wow, so many hurt people in the comments. Must be easy to anonymously troll a company and man you know nothing about. Ooh, this person likes them. Because you believe what MSM tells you. What is MSM?
It's MSM.
MSNBC, maybe?
MSNBC.
Suddenly, you all claim to have ethics? I wonder how many of you are trolling companies like H&M and Amazon and Apple and Nike for their poor labor practices. Yep. Don't think so. Oh,
so
wow.
Is that person basically like, I know he might be lying and using like slave labor to make these shirts, but who cares?
This is a Sean King stan. Oh my gosh. Oh, and then they fighting her and calling her Karen. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Of course.
They're so...
The Sean King stans, they hold down for him. They, like, I still get messages that are just like, you are destroying our next Martin Luther King. Like...
Our next Martin Luther King. Wowzers. That's shocking. So, before this episode is 5 hours, let's continue. Multiple customers responded that their orders had never shipped. They said they didn't get any tracking information. They couldn't get a hold of ARO. I just read some customers who were posted on social media saying that they didn't get anything. Some customers posted on social media claiming that the product that they received looks nothing like the product online and that they had no tags, no marking of its organic or original material.
Yeah, because he went and got those shirts from Gildan and had to cut the tags off.
Imagine you get like a fucking Gildan cotton hoodie and it's just like jaggedly cut on the inside. Like,
and then Sean
just writes
like,
over to Sharpie.
Sean King.
Sean King. ARO.
A real one.
A real one. It says Gildan under there. Yeah, a real Gildan.
A real Gildan one.
That's our. You know how Isaac Mizrahi got his brand for Target? That's us. Our brand.
A real one for Gildan.
For Gildan, yes. So ARO's, their site is still up and many products are sold out and it's still fully selling merchandise. You can make purchases right now. So we're looking at a comment here that I haven't seen on the Instagram that I'm blocked on. It says, sweatshirt looks nothing like photo. No tags anywhere. On the inside, the collar, the sleeve, like the photos, or the inside. Nothing confirming it's organic cotton because it isn't. Ooh. It's a poly cotton blend. Reached out for a return and crickets. I bought my sweatshirt in October, wanted to support so badly, and I feel ripped off.
Oh, girl.
Oh, girl. Now, what did you want to support here exactly?
What were you supporting with this t-shirt? What did you think?
It's also like there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you would buy it and people would be like, oh, she bought some,
yeah,
like,
she's supporting a good cause. No, people would just be like, who is that white man smoking a joint on your shirt?
Yeah. Oh, girl, I want to be sorry for you, but now black women done tried to tell you.
Yeah, we tried.
Okay? Like, we done tried. So Sean's lavish lake house. Move on to another grift.
Where's all this money going to? What is Sean doing with it?
Right. In the same August 2021 announcement of a real one, Sean also made a call for donations for his family's new home. Wow. I need to start making calls for donations for my new home. I didn't know that was something you could do.
I didn't know that. I didn't know I could just be like, hey, y'all.
Why am I trying to purchase a home with my own money?
With my own money, right? I didn't know this was an option.
Let me start my GoFundMe. Like, Lacey Mosley, a millennial who's been crushed by the economic situation.
And you got t-shirts?
I got t-shirts.
You got t-shirts?
Yes. And I'm like, and she's black. And she's very queer. And she just needs you to buy her a home.
And just
buy Lacey's gay ass a home.
A home, please. If Sean King can have people buy him a home, please.
Right. Now, listen, if you need to do a GoFundMe because you are in circumstances or are part of a demographic that is, like, marginalized, that's absolutely understandable. But if you happen to be somebody who's acquired enough privilege, even if you have these circumstances, you know, surrounding your identity, you should not be asking people to buy you a home.
No, this is Sean King. Susan Sarandon gave him, like, a $500,000 check one time. Like, we don't need to help him.
Susie.
You know, I'm sure he can sell that award Rihanna gave him and buy a house.
Right, the diamond ball. Susie Sarandon, if you're out there, call me. I would like to be sponsored next. Give
Please.
Me $500,000 for blackness.
If you're a white person who's giving Sean King money, give us money.
Give us money.
That's how you can even it out.
For various black things. That's what you can write in the byline of the
check.
Black things. And I will do it. Yeah. I will do all the black things that you need. Okay, so at the time, the family had recently moved into a luxury apartment in Brooklyn. And then they moved to a 5-bedroom, 3,000-square-foot lakefront North Brunswick, New Jersey home that they bought for about $842,000, which, like, holy shit, like, that's actually so cheap because in L.A., like, that won't get you a condo.
Right.
But, wow. Okay, so we're looking at this house. I don't love the outside, but
I'm not loving it. If, you know, it feels...
We need to do some remodeling.
Yeah. I like the stonework. I'd redo this, like, beige stuff.
It's
but,
giving
you know.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, but I get it. So when people learned that he had bought the home, many wondered where the near $1 million came from, with many believing it came from donation funds.
What?
Sean's addresses were spread across new outlets, which he alleged, like, prompted harassment of him and his family and was the reason why they had to move. So he was like, I got docs. This is why we had to move from our luxury apartment to this really nice luxurier home. And if you donate to me, then you need me to stay alive and not be doxed, right?
Yeah.
So that means you need me to have a new phone and a NutriBullet in the air fryer.
Right. But who is doxing Sean King? Some black people were trying to once again tell people what my deal is.
Right. It's not called doxing when we tell them that you're a criminal, Sean.
Yeah,
doxing is when we give out your address and your phone number.
Right.
We're like, Sean, where'd the money go? They're like, she tried to dox me.
She did dox me.
She tried to dox me. Y'all help me buy a home.
Okay. Like,
that's not how doxing
that's
works.
That's not it, Sean.
Sean, you are hilarious. You always be cracking me up. You're so crazy. So after the allegation, Sean posted on Twitter that his wife had bought the home after working hard for 20 years. She got a literal FHA loan to purchase it. I'm not even on the loan. So now he's blaming it on his very black wife.
Yes, I just want to point out her job is working for him.
Yeah, and also being black.
Yeah, and being black. Like, she has worked for him at his church, at North Star, like, for 20 years. So
she's his employee.
Basically, he's saying she has helped me with the scam for 20 years. And so she bought me a house.
If you won't marry a criminal, be a part of the business.
Be a part of it, yeah.
Yeah, I like to see a supportive relationship.
Honestly. That was always my problem with Skyler on Breaking Bad. Like, just get with it, honey.
Yeah, it took her way too long. And I didn't like that, how they wrote her like that.
Because
I'm like, women are not just here to get in the way and be annoying or support you. Like, she could have been out here chopping up the meth bricks with everybody.
Like, we can do the work. Just like Sean King's wife.
Right, and listen, Sean King's wife is 10 toes down, okay? She is riding. And most certainly dying. Just a month before Sean announced they were moving, he was on a social media sabbatical and 4-week Caribbean family vacation, posting on Facebook asking for Venmo donations for his wife. So he's off of social media.
Yeah.
He's also on a month-long Caribbean vacation.
Yeah, which is something that, you know, you do when you're having money issues.
He's also on Facebook asking for Venmo donations. For his wife. Now, Venmo donations are interesting because it's not like GoFundMe where if the legitimacy is not there, GoFundMe can kind of be
and
like, we're
it back,
taking it back.
Or, refund everybody.
Yeah. Venmo is like, we've been it and we are not in it.
Yeah, Venmo is just like, you send the money, it's gone. They have it.
Except our name is Wes and we are not in the mess. You can't get that money back.
Like, and I'm sure Sean was like, just, you know, put an emoji in it so we don't get taxed on that either. I don't got to report it.
Don't say what it's for. Don't say it's for freedom, okay? Just say like a restaurant emoji so that you pay me back.
Like, oh, dinner, you know.
Yeah, we all went to dinner with Sean King. Like everyone.
Every single one of us.
Of my fans. And we have the post here. This is from Jeffrey. He says, hey, Facebook. Could you please consider sending Ray a small gift on Cash App or Venmo? It would really surprise her and alleviate some of the pressure as she has less than 2 years left of school. Her Cash App is Ray King. Her Venmo is Ray Tonica King. Love and appreciate you all. We love you, Ray. Sean. Okay.
Sean, why aren't you helping your wife through her last 2 years of school, Sean? Why is that my job, Sean?
Hey, y'all, can y'all help me? My wife.
Why is that on the internet, Sean?
Also,
go talk to your wife.
I got joint bank accounts. Right? Like, this bank account is definitely going... He's like, don't look at that routing number. Yeah, it says Jeffrey Sean King, but yeah, no, it's going to my wife.
To the wife.
Yeah, it'll eventually get to my wife. We got joint card.
What? Alleviate some pressure.
Like, what is the pressure?
I thought she's working with you for 20 years, Sean.
This is also very vague. What's the pressure that she has? She has less than 2 years left of school. What does that have to do with anything?
Right? Because that means she's not even paying the loans back yet. Like, you're still in school. You don't pay in the loans yet.
And I love this because it's such a textbook lying thing where you just give people random details and facts and then they're supposed to believe that you're telling the truth.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, yeah, school is hard. Of course.
Right, because he can't even tell us what kind of pressure she got on her.
Yeah, just, like she needs to buy some books. Like,
y'all send Ray
supplies?
Money because times are hard and we are in unprecedented circumstances.
And
she's also in school.
And you know school.
And
support a smart black woman in school.
She only got 2 years left of education. And will she make it? I don't know, without your donation.
Because I'm not helping her.
No.
No. I keep all that t-shirt money to myself.
We ain't got no t-shirt money for Ray. She on her own, okay? Y'all help her out. He's out here begging for money, which is what he loves to do. After announcing the move, Sean updated his Instagram bio to read, help our family move, with this list of different ways to send money. Though he alleges that his first home was not paid for with donations, his second home was definitely about to be. Sean, this is just so audacious. Like, why do you think that you can ask people to help you move?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, that is the gumption of a white man. Come on. Just,
it's
like...
expect
like that's, yeah.
Like, we don't need to help you move, sir. Like, they got companies for that. You got to call them. Like, no. So meanwhile, he somehow found the time and the money in the middle of an extended Caribbean vacation while having to move houses to launch this fashion company. So this is while he is moving on Caribbean vacation, also getting donations for his wife who's in school during and has circumstances.
It has circumstances.
And he's also like...
And he's being doxxed. He's dealing
Calvin
with
crime.
All this. Yeah, Calvin crime. He's dealing with this stress. And he goes, you know what we need? A t-shirt company.
Oh, Jeffrey. So we're going to get into Samira Rice here. It's going to be a little bit of a longer one. I know you guys have been waiting for it. You know what? There's something that I'm not seeing here in this research that we have to pull over and talk about before I go into Samira Rice. And that is, remember when Chadwick Boseman passed away?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
And rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. Such an icon, such a talent that destroyed me.
Destroy me. I was crying all
I've
weekend.
I've only met him once and he was so fucking sweet. And at the time he was battling cancer, I had no idea. And it wasn't even, I wouldn't even say it was like a meeting. It was literally like, he had come to a UCB show and I was leaving, like performing in the show and I saw him on the street. And you know when you can tell that someone realizes that they're being recognized? And so I could see him like gearing up to like do the Wakanda Forever and probably take a picture or something. Cause you know, we made eye contact and I was like, I'm not going to do that. For some reason, I was just like, I'm not going to bother this man. I just gave him like a little black girl head nod and he like head nodded me back and I was like, have a good night. And he was like, you too. That was it. And at the time, and it was like very shortly after that he passed away. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so it really like broke my heart because I always wanted to work with him one day.
Such a sweet person. I think everyone, when they found out, was just like, you had to stop what you were doing and like really.
An ugly cry. Me and Naomi Ekperigin like got on the phone and ugly cried.
I was calling my relatives, like my nieces and nephews. Like, of course, they were obsessed with him and Black Panther. And that's, I think, where most of us were, but not Sean King.
Not Sean King.
That was not Sean King's state of mind.
Sean King decided to send an email, an electronic mail.
Yes.
Blast.
Little newsletter out.
To all of his supporters. The email reads, hello, my friend. It's me, definitely Black Sean King. I added that in. It says, I hope that you are hanging in there. Yesterday, I sent an email checking in on everybody. And just a few hours later, we learned of the death of Chadwick Boseman. Life is so very fragile. Tomorrow is not promised. Over the past 6 years of the Black Lives Matter movement, I have traveled to 47 states, teaching and organizing, learning and leading. And for all 6 years, everywhere I go, people ask me, Sean, how do I actually use my life, my skills, my time, my energy to impact and change the world? My book, we had to flip a page. My book, Make Change, is a 272-page answer to that question.
Oh my God, that's so lucky, Sean. Oh,
wowzers. You have an answer to how you're going to change the world? You got a book?
Oh my, how lucky that this book is just right here for me to buy.
It's not even an autobiography. Of course it's not, Sean, because you're a curator. This is probably several people's biographies. It says, I tell my story, of course, but it's actually a guide to help you through this exact moment that we are in right now.
Right now.
I am not here today to promote a product. I know some people think books are products.
Are products that you buy, but no.
But no. Take that out of your mind.
Like, no.
I am here to promote a solution. An answer. Which I'm going to pause right there again because an answer is the most culty fucked shit you can say to people, because that's why people join cults, is because they're looking for answers. They're lost.
They feel lost.
They need something to feel.
They're triggered by something sad that just happened, like Chadwick Boseman dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to feel like they're changing it because they need control. Because it's very hard for a lot of people, including myself, to realize that I have absolutely no control in this life. And so a lot of people realize that they can exploit that. So he's got an answer for you, baby boo. And it's not a product. It is a book.
It is a book.
But it's not a product.
That costs money, but it's not a product.
Okay, just because you exchange money for a
doesn't
make it a product.
No, just because it is available on Amazon,
it's not a product. At a time when we desperately need clarity. So he says, I have an answer. At a time where we desperately need clarity. The book is available at every bookstore in the country, online and off. You can purchase it on Amazon. Here, there's a link. Here is actually hyperlinked. You can purchase it from an independent and Black-owned bookstore. So if you want to you can buy it from the Negroes.
If you would really like to do it up.
If you really want to give it up.
Why is Amazon first? Like, he can't
even. How did they put Bezos' Q-ball head up here first?
Before the Black bookstores. And they're also offering like three different options for the Black bookstores. Like, you know, one of them. Just
here,
whatever.
Here, or here.
You know.
And just any of the Blacks. I don't know, you know. And then you can purchase it at Barnes and Noble. We're still going, guys.
Yeah. Oh, there's more.
It's not a product, right?
Not a product. Where else can I get it?
You can purchase the audiobook on Audible here. You can purchase it at Books a Million here.
What even
so
is
this
that?
This is like our list of his names. Like, yeah. Sean, you can purchase it from Target here.
What?
Like, we know where Target is, Sean.
We know where Target is, Sean. Like, you think after Amazon, I'm going to Books a Million? I'm going to Target?
Honestly,
like,
you only needed to link the Black bookstores. And you didn't even say the name of the Black bookstores. Like, you go say Amazon. You go say Target. Books a Million. But then you're like, and some niggas over here. Nigga books right
books,
here.
Yeah,
the click like, any of these nigga links.
Just I don't give it know. To them.
You're not going
to
tell us the company name of these Black bookstores, but you're so
Black.
You
probably made them up. I bet if you click those links, it's probably like.
It's probably just him.
It's probably like Shauna King's bookstore.
It's like. Oh, I hate it here. It's Sean King's Etsy. It's called Black Bookshop.
Black Bookshop. Just the Black Bookshop.
Yes. It's slightly more expensive because he knows, like, they're like, oh, it's Black owned.
Oh,
so
Black
they'll
owned,
pay a little
so, yeah.
bit more for it. This is psychotic. So then he says, I want you to have it in this moment. I wrote it for this moment.
The moment when Chadwick Boseman would pass away.
Who was hiding an illness from the world passed away. What exactly is the moment that you
were like, this is the moment the world needs me?
What? So it says, oh, we now have over 700 five-star reviews on Amazon from readers who are putting the lessons to great use. So now you're going to tell us like that people on Amazon said the book is bussing.
Right.
Sir, do you remember how this email started?
Like.
And listen, this is him saying it. And listen, I hate to even have to say this. But when I write an email like this, it's not for profit or personal gain.
No.
I don't make a dime off selling books. I was paid a year ago. I write these emails to help us get on the same page, my kings and queens.
You know, yeah, I got paid once and I don't make any money, which also that led to so many people in publishing being like, that is not how book deals work.
That's not how book deals work. I'm telling you, as someone who just went through an entire process, that is not how book deals work. So what Sean is talking about when he says he got paid a year ago is called a minimum guarantee. So if you sign with a publishing house, depending on how popping you are, depending on how well they think the book is going to do, they will give you a certain fixed amount of money that is yours, no matter how well the book sells, as long as you give it to them, like you deliver it. So usually it's paced out. Like if you're really balling, they might give it to you all at once. But a lot of times they'll quarterly put it. It'll be like, oh, you get this chunk immediately. Oh, you get this chunk when we have the first, you know, deliverable. Oh, you get this when we go to the press. And then it adds up to like whatever. So maybe Sean got a lump sum because, you know, he's famous.
Yeah,
you know. Definitely. Black
Yeah, he got Rihanna on his side.
Yeah,
so he's got
Rihanna vouching for him. So he's saying, I only made my lump sum and that's it, y'all. Like, now I'm just selling the book for free. That's not how it works. As soon as he makes back the money that he was given as a minimum guarantee, he starts to make a percentage of the revenue from the book that is definitely a product.
Yes.
But he tried to lie to people.
But he tried to lie. Like, oh, I already got all my money. And that's what he does. He presents these half-truths. And the second you pull it apart, it's like, no, honey, you get money from these books.
Baby, this is called lies and fabrications. He's like, no, I'm just telling a story. Yeah, y'all call Dr. Seuss a liar? No, bro. Like, come on now. Like, this really disgusted me because it was such a sad time to lose such an iconic talent and then to have this raggedy-ass bitch. I didn't even know he listed this many goddamn links for where to buy this book.
I didn't even know. I thought, like, maybe just like at one Amazon link, okay?
Fine. And also, we don't need Amazon links, bitch. Like, we know where Amazon is. The girlies know how to click on there, okay?
I want you to have the book now.
We got that one black dude singing about cocoa butter. We know when Prime Day is.
We know.
Also,
okay.
What is that about Amazon?
I feel like that commercial's racist.
Can they please
I don't know
stop
why,
that?
But I hate it. Yeah.
I hate it too. It's like, buy me some cocoa butter, some fish and supplies. What is this? Why is there a black man singing about Prime Day and cocoa butter?
Cocoa butter. Like, what do they think we are?
Now, listen, some of us definitely do use cocoa butter,
course,
but are we singing about it?
No. And I'm not getting it from Amazon.
How did they get away with it? Why has no one said anything?
Right. No, why did nobody go? No, guys.
I think we just have bigger fish to fry. We're like, we can't even. We tying. As a community, we don't have anybody who needs to sing about this cocoa butter Negro. He reminds me of, like, you remember that dude from the Proud Family who wore the white suit?
The white suit
and the Buffon thing.
Yes. And tie. He is just like
some cocoa butter. You know, black people, we love to sing about cocoa butter.
Like, come on, blackies, go to Amazon. Make your purchases.
Take y'all ashy asses over to Amazon. Get you some damn cocoa butter. You know you need it in bulk. Okay? So let's move on. This is where it's going to get. I wanted to do that one first before we got into Samira Rice because that's as ugly as that is. It's just going to get uglier here for a moment. So now we're going to get into Samira Rice, which I wanted to. This is just really shitty. In the summer of 2021, Sean publicized on a podcast a conversation that he and Samira Rice had about donations he solicited for her late son, Tamir Rice. Samira is the mother of 12-year-old Tamir, who was gunned down in 2014 by police in Cleveland, Ohio. And this was the 12-year-old who was like playing with a toy and was shot by the police indiscriminately. It was really horrible. So shortly before Sean posted, Samira had gone on record discussing how certain activists weaponized Black death, such as the death of her son, to self-elevate themselves. Sean had raised money for Tamir Rice's family in 2015, as well as additional funds after he learned that Samira Rice was living in a homeless shelter and had yet to bury her son. However, at the time, he had never spoken to her. She was unaware that the money was being raised at all.
Right. Like, Sean.
Sean.
Sean, you didn't check in?
You didn't hit her up. You have all these people that you know. You have all these resources. You couldn't contact the police department that you love to work with.
That you love to work with. You couldn't get a number. You couldn't say, hey.
Y'all couldn't drop her a text. Y'all couldn't tag her on Twitter. Nothing. Right. And yet you're raising money for her tragedy. And this, meanwhile, this black woman, definitely black woman, is unhoused and dealing with this horrible trauma.
Dealing with this trauma. And I think, like, did she even get the money? Like, did he give her anything?
So Sean continued to maintain that he had never raised funds without Samira's consent, but removed the podcast where he had discussed his and Samira's conversation. Of course, because it was a lie. He was like, let me get them lies off the internet real quick. Can y'all delete them lies that I said off the internet?
Just delete them lies. You know, it deleted the lies. If you block people, the lies go away.
Yeah,
that's
if you
how
delete the lies, then who lied? If a lie is in a forest.
And you deleted it.
And then you deleted it.
And then you blocked the forest.
And you blocked the forest. Then
Was it ever a lie?
No.
No, it makes sense to me.
So Samiria posted on Instagram, "Why do you think it's so important to tell folks we had a conversation? We talked and everything that was said was very toxic. Personally, I don't understand how you sleep at night. I never gave you permission to raise nothing. No things. Along with the United States, you robbed me for the death of my son." She finished her post with saying, "God will deal with you, white man." Woo!
Yes. Yes. Finally.
And that's how you clear a
bitch.
That's
how you do it.
And look, if I know that people get very dicey when we make the jokes about him not being an African-American.
Yeah.
And like he says that we've already talked about on the first podcast the iteration of this, the way that he describes his mom being a hoe and that's how he's had a black dad and all that.
And
that's not how black children describe their mamas.
Yeah, that's
and
not, you know.
Also, like, both of your parents are Caucasian and that is what's on your birth,
on
certificate.
Your birth certificate.
Now, that's not to say, look, there's adoption. There's all types of ways that people have children. So I'm not saying that he couldn't possibly be black, but he cosplays blackness with that haircut.
Yeah.
With that mustache, with the weed stuff.
Yeah, and like when he got arrested in high school over something he told them he was white. They put white on his little arrest thing.
Because he knew.
Because he knew, yeah.
And he's taking up space. He's silencing black women. Everything that he's doing is just not indicative of that something. This is very colonial. This is all colonization. Like, this is literally, this nigga is Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, just like finding more black tragedy and going, how can I own this?
Literally, lurking in the shadows. You know, he's like, probably got a fucking police scanner. He's just waiting
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Just like a sicko. So I'm sorry, like, I know that some of y'all will debate that. And like, look, race is complicated. It's not like ethnicity. You know, there's phenotypes, there's things that we all present as, and that kind of puts us in these certain categories.
Yeah.
But just from his behavior alone, it's just not giving.
It's not, yeah.
Now listen, we got Clarence Thomas's, we got Kundis Owens. We know that not all skin folk are kinfolk.
Right? He could be as black as Wesley Snipes and still be a horrible person.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he is trying to play on this fact that he knows probably most white people are more comfortable with light-skinned black people and they're going to want to support him over other people. He's playing off of all of that.
And he's curating all the information. He's made it so easy and digestible for white people to click on one thing and get to feel like they did their activism for the day, or click on a GoFundMe and feel like, oh, I'm giving my money to a black cause and now I can go to bed and, you know, not feel as bad about how this world has been created to oppress everyone who doesn't look like me.
I feel like until now, he was very good at being able to align any criticism with the right. Like, people who were questioning his race, they were Fox News, Breitbart people. You don't want to be with them. And then this happened and it was like, no, black people are calling you out. You can't run from this anymore.
No.
You can't say this is Republican.
And there was still pushback, though, because then it's like, oh, well, why are we infighting? And this is why we can never get anywhere, because we can't, align ourselves as a group, which is true. Like, white supremacy has fragmented every other minority and there is infighting. But in this case, this is not infighting. This is us calling out an abuser.
Yeah.
So the funds raised were eventually seized and placed in Tamir Rice's estate. So the funds that were raised,
that he said he never raised.
He never even had heard about the funds.
Yeah, he was like, I never raised.
Somehow they were
but
seized.
Somehow there were funds to be seized.
Yeah, somehow there were funds. Like, it was like, you show up to somebody's...
Like, there are no funds here.
We don't have any funds here. And then we open the door, it's like, all the funds.
The funds?
Oh, that's crazy. I don't know who put them funds there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen those funds.
If y'all want to take it, because...
Yeah, y'all
should
take it, because I shouldn't have
those. I don't even know why that's here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Get them funds. So, now let's get into his fake Twitter account. We're getting to the end of this, guys. Woo, this is going to be a doozy. So, fake Twitter account. In addition to making money directly off of Samiria Rice's grief, Sean King may have also created a fake Twitter account to defend himself online. This is allegedly. Marina, go back through this and just take this one soundbite. Allegedly. Put that in front of everything that I've said.
and this is something he does do, though, like online. Like, when he posts on Facebook, he'll exclude certain countries so that only people in like Canada and the Caribbean can see his post.
Wow.
So that way, like, Americans aren't like, it's another scam. Like, he'll very selectively show things to different audiences.
I didn't know that you could exclude countries.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. So he'll be like, oh, the Americans have gotten onto my scam. Let me just go take money from the Canadians.
You know what? I love it.
So I feel like, allegedly,
so let me go get some of those maple woods.
Fake.
That's what I call Canadian money.
I feel like maybe allegedly he made fake Twitter accounts, but considering his online practices, I feel like he probably definitely made these fake Twitter accounts.
So in response to Samiria Rice discussing how he raised money without her consent, Sean shared a Twitter thread by a woman who claimed to be Nicole, an organizer for the Grassroots Law Project and Tamir Rice Foundation in Columbus, Ohio. So he's sharing Nicole. And After Sean shared the post, many Twitter users said that the thread's tone sounded suspiciously similar to his. And shortly after, the account mysteriously disappeared. Is this Nicole right here that I'm looking at? So it was also discovered that the account's profile picture was not of Nicole, but actually of the late Ohio rapper Boog the Bandit. What?
Are you going to steal a picture of somebody who's famous?
And we'll post that. Now people like to use other people as avatars, but like,
yeah, maybe this person's a big fan of Boog the Bandit.
I will say this was smart of Sean, because if he had used a photo of a real person and anyone reverse image searched it,
yeah,
then they would be like, oh, okay, this is a real person, so you're lying. But if he says like, oh, Nicole just uses an avatar of somebody else.
Like, oh, Nicole's so Ohio. She just is so down with Boog the Bandit. Like,
that's how Ohio she is.
Yeah. Like, she just loves Ohio musicians. Yeah. That's how you know that this is a legit person.
It's like a picture of Drew Carrie. He's like, yeah, she thinks Cleveland rocks.
Like, come on. Yeah, she's so Ohio.
So besides using a black woman's photo without consent or permission, the more disturbing fact is that Boog the Bandit had been shot and killed a month before this Twitter thread was posted and shared. So also now this is like someone who's deceased and he's cosplaying that. It's just the layers here. So Sean has previously used a dead person's image and name to push his own narrative, such as retweeting activist and rapper D Seals 2 years after he had passed away to try to discredit activist DeRay McKesson. And if you don't recognize DeRay McKesson right away, like, you've seen him. He wears that blue vest.
Yeah. Which Sean does do a lot. He will just search D-Ray and retweet any bad things that people say, which he did do to me one time. I tweet because I had an ex who hung out with D-Ray and D-Ray paid for them to get pedicures. And I tweeted about it because I was like, you know, all this money they're paying for people to get pedicures, that's kind of ridiculous, D-Ray. And Sean King found that tweet and retweeted it, posted it on his Instagram. And I literally had to comment like, I don't like you.
Right. Like,
don't try to get me on your side. I am not on your side.
No. And I mean, I've interacted with Dre. I don't have any negative opinions, but they beef because he calls Sean out. And so Sean is making sure that, you know, he can.
He's like, oh, no, he's bad, too.
He's like, look at this black man over here. I mean, we both black men.
Look at the other black man over here.
No, yeah, that nigga.
This black man alongside, but
we actually both black.
He's like, look at these tweets from 10 years ago that show he's not great.
Let me workshop this. I'll be back. So, guys, that brings us to the end of this historic hoodwink. Sean King is still out here working. He's the hardest working man in crime.
I don't know a better scammer.
I don't either. And he's gonna work until old age.
Yeah. I don't ever see him like falling from grace.
A career criminal.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he got the okay from Rihanna. So many.
When I induct into the Scammer Hall of Fame, like, we definitely will have a whole section for him. When he passes away, there will be a huge in memoriam. He will be the last person in the in memoriam of scammers when he passes away. Yeah.
There's a Sean King wings, exhibits dedicated to every
scam. We need to get one in Rikers. Like, just a whole wing that's just sponsored by Sean King. You know what I mean? Sean definitely Black King. We love it. So, we hate it, actually. We do hate it. But guys, that is where Sean King's at right now. We'll see where he's at in a couple years, I'm sure.
Like, every few years you're going to be like, and another update on Sean King. Like, part three in the Sean King saga.
Literally. He's going to have more sequels than Harry Potter, than fucking Lord of the Rings.
Do you go after a t-shirt scam? Like, you did a media scam, you've done book scams, you did a t-shirt scam. What next?
I mean, there's room. There's pottery. Has he sold any food yet? I could see some freedom tea.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing for brutality was just done to you. You just it's chamomile.
See him doing a little scammer restaurant.
Oh, yes. He's definitely got to have a freedom restaurant.
Oh, yeah. A little freedom.
Sure.
Yeah. Freedom fry restaurant.
Freedom
something
fry.
Like that.
Yes. And it's probably tasty, guys. It's probably delicious. You know, his black wife's going to be in there cooking. She's going to be in the back cooking. All right, guys. Scammer of the week. This is where we highlight a charlatan that we love or hate. We just get your opinions all throughout. Ashley, this is the end of our show. Today, we're talking about one mysterious worker at the Consorcio Industrial de Alimentos, CIAL, in Chile, was allegedly paid 286 times his salary.
The dream. Mm. That's the dream.
That's what I need to be paid right now. 286
times my salary, please.
Connie, where you at? I want 286 times my salary. Today.
Do the math, and I want it.
So the quick thinking man saw his check, immediately cashed it, turned in his resignation, and ran.
Finally, a G. Like, thank you.
Yes, listen.
Thank you. I am so tired of people being like, and I noticed the mistake and I went to HR. No.
Usain Bolt ain't got shit on me.
Yeah.
When I tell you I would have been a cloud of smoke like a cartoon, you would have heard that little boop, 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 boop.
I think it's nice he even turned in a resignation.
Yeah, like, why he turned in a resignation? I would have told them niggas I'd die.
Yeah, if anything, you could have probably got another paycheck the next week. Like, just stay on the payroll.
Did you have a wife or something? Like, you got to have your cousin or your mom or somebody just call job and be like, they died.
Oh, they died. They not, yeah.
Yeah, they actually had died. How? Oh, how did they die? Of a death related.
The age.
Natural death related causes.
Yeah, peaceful death and causes.
And
yes.
Sleeping and probably sleeping. So, the CIA is one of the country's largest producers of cold cut meats. The unknown man was set to receive 500,000 Chilean pesos, or about $527 USD, as his monthly pay. So that's what he was supposed to get.
$500 a month.
A month. However, due to mostly a clerical error, the company accidentally paid him about $174,000.
It's a little more than 500 a month. That's a little.
And if he was living off of 500 in Chile,
this is like a billion.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be like moving along.
Yeah.
The company was able to make contact, and the employee initially agreed to go to his bank the next morning and sort out the repayment. But he then failed to show up to work and went on to disappear completely. Though he still made contact to formally submit his resignation.
I love it.
A professional.
Yes,
icon.
A professional. He was like, I don't want them to mess up my referral to my next job. Let me just make sure I get the 2 weeks notice in.
He hit these bitches with to whom it may concern. I hope this email finds you well. Because, bitch, I'm doing great.
Because I'm gone. I'm so good. I'm out.
But I hope this email finds you well because you will never find me. Okay? Yes. An icon. We don't even have a name for this motherfucker. No. That's what I'm talking about. There is no name the story.
I love that the media was like, don't put his picture out there.
They
keep his name
on.
Everybody is like, yeah.
Mr. Chile, we are never going to sell on you. Thus far, no arrests have been made, and legal authorities in Chile are still on the hunt for this man. Y'all give it up. You gotta know. Y'all spending too much money, legal authorities. You're just throwing money after good
just
after bad.
He won. That's like, if I was the cop on that, I'd be like, what do you want me to do here?
And I really wish that more police officers would treat cops and robbers the way that it was legitimately supposed to be. I'm so tired of us being indoctrinated to think that cops can break laws to catch criminals. If the criminal is smarter than you, guess what? You lost, bitch.
You lost.
Y'all don't need to look after this man no more. He was smarter than you.
He's smarter. He's gone. Okay.
He's gone.
He bought a summer house somewhere. Lovely, and he's having a great time.
I love this man. He didn't say shit to nobody. He got his check and he left. God bless you.
He just left. I love that he also was like, yeah, I'll come to the bank and fix that. Yeah, for sure. I'll be at the bank. For sure.
Yeah, what time? What time y'all want to be there?
When they open, I could do one.
Okay, and then text me when y'all get there.
Yeah, when you get there. And
then park on the left-hand side.
And you know, I live close, so when you get there, I'll walk over.
Yeah, I'm going to just walk over. No, it's going to be good, And then can y'all bring me a pen? Because sometimes they don't be having pens
in my
bag.
Yeah, you know they don't have pens. But we'll handle this.
Yeah.
We'll get this all sorted. I'll get it back to you. And then they just crickets. I would have thrown my cell phone into the ocean.
Oh, yes.
I would have just been like, and we are...
Gone, girl.
Gone. New IDs, new everything. Let's go.
Yes. I always wanted to be somebody different.
You know how much money that is? That's disappearing people money.
And
he disappeared himself.
And there's the callback. He disappeared himself. And I bet you he ain't going to be in no damn bar telling nobody about how he stole all the meat money.
Yeah.
Because he knows how to act.
Okay?
And he professional. He gave y'all 2 weeks. It really was a 2 weeks notice. Yeah, he was just really like, was. Here's 2 minutes notice,
two
bitch.
Minutes
I'm
notice.
Never coming back. And guys, that brings us to the end of a fantastic episode. It's a long one. This is what you guys waited for. Don't get me sued, y'all. I might need y'all to send money to my Abogado fund.
Yeah.
Me and Ashley.
We might be out here asking for Venmo donations.
Yeah,
like,
for,
like
our
Sean,
lawyers.
For our lawyers.
Because you know Sean definitely black. He's litigious.
He likes
to tussle in the courthouse.
Loves to sue black women.
He loves a courtroom tussle. But we always ask at the end of the show, Ashley, where would you like to be found? Anything you want to promote? Anywhere people can find you?
You can find me on Twitter at the Ashley Ray, T-H-E-E, Ashley Ray, or Instagram at the Ashley Ray. But mostly go ahead and listen to TV, I Say, with Ashley Ray, July 27th on Earwolf. We have an amazing season two.
Yes, Ashley is fantastic at like telling you which TV shows to watch, like giving like really good like feedback and notes. It's like I do literally look at those breakdowns and I'm like, what am I watching this evening? And you got them organized by oh, you want to cry? Oh, you want to laugh?
I tell you your mood. It's like, you stoned? You want something romantic and you stoned? I got you.
TV I Say, guys. As always, snitch on your friends and family at scamgotuspod@gmail.com. Just make sure scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. You can follow me at DivaLacy on all platforms except for TikTok, where I am Lacy Mosley. Follow Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter and also on Instagram. And I'm trying, guys, to post things more on time than I used to. I'm doing better. Am I? Probably not. And then all of season 1 and 2 of iCarly are streaming right now on Paramount Plus, and other fun things that I have, I'll tell you about later. Congregation, stay Sean Keening.
Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Faiz, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.